ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5 Lesson 10. This Japanese lesson is something special. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
I'm Naomi, and thanks again for being here with us.
In this lesson, you'll review what we learned so far in this Beginner Series Season 5.
そうです。復習のレッスンですね。That's right. This is a review lesson.
This conversation takes place at
遠いあゆむさんの会社です。
The office Ayumu is working at.
あゆむさんは同僚の渡るさんと話しています。
Ayumu is talking with her co-worker, her friend, Wataru. Since this is a conversation between two friends, you'll hear
カジュアルな日本語。
Informal Japanese. Now, Naomi-sensei, before we listen to this conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about the study tip.
So, Naomi-sensei, we were wondering if you've tried it, and if so,
What do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comments section of this lesson.
では、会話を聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the conversation.
Ayumu, 1時間くらい前に下山さんから電話があったよ。
ふーん。
電話が欲しいと伝えてくださいって言ってた。
ふーん。
電話しないつもり？
電話するつもりはない。
会って話した方がいいと思うよ。
話すことは何もないから。
何か理由があるかも。
理由？どんな？
知らないけど。はい、101テレビです。あ、下山様ですね。はい、いますよ。少々お待ちください。歩、電話、下山さんから。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
歩、一時間くらい前に下山さんから電話があったよ。電話が欲しいと伝えてくださいって言ってた。
ふーん。
電話しないつもり？
電話するつもりはない。
会って話した方がいいと思うよ。
話すことは何もないから。
何か理由があるかも。
理由、どんな？
知らないけど。はい、101テレビです。あ、下山様ですね。はい、いますよ。少々お待ちください。歩、電話、下山さんから。
今度は英語が入ります。
歩、1時間くらい前に下山さんから電話があったよ。
歩、You got a call from Mr. Shimoyama about an hour ago.
ふーん。
ふーん。
電話が欲しいと伝えてくださいって言ってた。
He said he'd like a call back.
ふーん。
ふーん。
電話しないつもり？
You don't intend to call him back?
電話するつもりはない。
I have no intention of calling him.
会って話した方がいいと思うよ。
I think you should meet up and talk things out.
話すことは何もないから。
There's nothing to talk about.
何か理由があるかも。
There might be some kind of reason.
理由？どんな？
Reason?What kind of reason?
知らないけど。
I'm not sure, but...
はい、101テレビです。
Yes, this is 101 TV.
あ、下山様ですね。
あ、Mr. Shimoyama.
はい、いますよ。少々お待ちください。
Yes, she's here. Wait just a moment, please.
Ayumu, 電話。下山さんから。
Ayumu, phone. It's Mr. Shimoyama.
is like, but it's kind of a disinterested tone, right?
Well, I think it really depends on how you say it. Like, sounds like you're really interested.
If you watch Japanese TV, you'll hear this phrase a lot. It's kind of a rising intonation, right?
Right. I sometimes say, to buy some time to digest what I've heard.
And that's more of a kind of flat intonation.
Right.
And then let's just hear the disinterested one more time. So this is three. The interested. The buying time. And the disinterested. We gave you the three intonations of it, but this phrase itself is kind of a filler, right?
そうですね。Right.
Some phrases I can think of that are similar are hey or そっか。
ああ、そうですね。Right.
Hey is kind of like I see or ah. Aha. そっか is kind of like, is that right?
そうですね。We use and hey a lot in casual conversation.
So what about polite conversations? If you were talking to your boss, your client, or a stranger, what would you say?
I would stick to そうですか or はい.
Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
何か
Something.
何か何か
Next.
理由
Reason.
理由理由
Next.
知る
To know, to understand.
知る知る
Next.
少
々 A little, small quantity.
少々少々少
々 Next.
お待ちください
Please wait.
お待ちくださいお待ちください
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.First we have?
少々
A little, a few. Now, ちょっと or 少し also mean a little or a few.
そうですね。
However, 少々 sounds more formal, so it's preferred in business situations.
Right.
Next we have a phrase.
お待ちください。
Please wait. Now, 待ってください also means please wait as a formal expression. However,When the speaker needs to be even more polite, such as business situations when talking to a client,
お待ちください
is more preferable. For a detailed explanation on how to form,
お
the prefix お plus a verb,
ください
structure, please read the lesson notes.
If you think the structure is too complicated, just memorize お待ちください as a super polite way to say please wait.
Can we hear it one more time? And listeners, please repeat after Naomi-sensei.
お待ちください。
Now let's combine both phrases we've just learned. Naomi-sensei, how do you say, please wait a little, or please wait a moment?
少々お待ちください。
Please say it nice and slow.
少々お待ちください。
少々 a little. お待ちください。Please wait.
Right. 少々お待ちください。
Now, again, this is for business situations. Very, very polite Japanese.
Right.
In this lesson, we'll focus on reviewing the usage of
何か
and
何も
which respectively mean something and anything.
Let's start with 何か meaning something.
何か means something and or anything.
Right. For example,飲む is to drink, and 飲みたい is want to drink. So, 何か飲みたい means
something I want to drink or I want to drink something. Please repeat after Naomi sensei. I want to drink something.
何か飲みたい。
So, Naomi sensei.
はい。
How do you say I want to eat something?
何か食べたい。
I want to see something.
何か見たい。
Next, let's learn how to say, would you like something to drink? Naomi sensei, help us out.
Okay. 飲みますか? is do you drink or are you going to drink, right? If you add 何か in front of it and say 何か飲みますか? that becomes
literally something or anything do you drink? But what it's really asking is, would you like something to drink? Please repeat after Naomi sensei. Would you like something to drink?
何か飲みますか?
So, how would you say, would you like something to eat then?
何か食べますか?
So, Naomi sensei, how would you respond to 何か飲みますか? or 何か食べますか? if you don't need anything?
The easiest answer is 結構です。
No, thank you.
Or 大丈夫です。
I'm okay.
But you can also say, 何もいりません。
I don't need anything, or literally, nothing is necessary.
Right.
何もいりません。Anything, or don't need. I don't need anything. Please note that this 何も usually appears in a negative sentence and means anything, with a negative sentence or nothing. Can we hear that sentence again?
Sure. 何もいりません。
Okay, repeat after Naomi sensei.
何もいりません。
Now let's review. It's time for you to think of what you want to say in a given situation. Pretend you have a guest over at your house. Ask them if they want something to drink. Naomi sensei, the answer is?
何か飲みますか?
Okay, that's it for this lesson. There's a more detailed explanation in the lesson notes.So be sure to read through the lesson notes to grasp the meanings of the other related words, such as
誰か、誰も、どこか、どこも
and so on.
皆さん、何か質問ありますか?
Do you have any questions?
If you do, please ask us in the comment section.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com,
click on comments,
enter your comment and name,
and that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
待ってます。じゃあまた。
See you next time.
あゆむ、1時間くらい前に下山さんから電話があったよ。
ふーん。
電話が欲しいと伝えてくださいって言ってた。
ふーん。
電話しないつもり？
電話するつもりはない。
会って話した方がいいと思うよ。
話すことは何もないから。
何か理由があるかも。
理由？どんな？
知らないけど。はい、101テレビです。あ、下山様ですね。はい、いますよ。少々お待ちください。歩む、電話下山さんから。